Welcome to
Shut Up! Welcome to the Nectar of Life. I'm Sadie.
And I'm Curtis.
I'm Dylan.
And
she's Ava, and our topic today is backgrounds. Backgrounds are just great, you know? They sit there and they do things.
What? Usually in the background, too.
I know. What in your life just sits there and does nothing Ava. In the background?
No! I don't just sit there.
What makes you you? What is your background that makes you you?
My background. Well, right now it's like a wall. It has some cabinets on there. There's some tile and oven, you know. It's pretty great.
Really brings out, like, you into the foreground and not the background.
Yes, exactly.
Dylan, what's your background that makes you you?
Well, I have this thing called a spine. It's in my back.
Oh my gosh. Has it ever been on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
for those at home, he just laid down. He laid down, putting his spine on the ground. Background.
So more revolutionary, I mean.
Dylan, the spine king. What is your background? Like, what is the background to this podcast?
We were on Trek.
And why don't you explain to those at home what Trek is?
You have to walk 8 miles every day.
Okay, okay. And how did you come up with, like, this title? That's very intriguing.
Well, it hailed on us, and it was cold. And then they made hot chocolate for us. Mm. It was just so nectar-like.
Oh, so is that how you got the name Nectar of Life?
Yeah.
And Sadie, why a podcast?
Well, we were originally told that we should write a book, but we decided that was too hard. So we wanted to make a podcast because apparently we're funny enough or something.
And podcast people are the best people. If you're not doing a podcast, you're doing something wrong, right?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's why we're doing something right here, right now, guys.
Yep, exactly.
So, just a little bit so that I can talk about backgrounds. Why I chose a podcast is I was just sitting in a basement and people were like, "You're funny. Come with us." And I was like,
I mean, technically
sketchy.
That's true.
But it's okay. It's not like they were putting me in any danger. Just
I mean,
public
we gave
humiliation.
You some candy.
Exactly.
It's okay. I had root beer floats, so it's probably high. Okay, that brings us to our next segment of the show. It is Taco Talk.
Nope.
Welcome to
It's time for Taco Talk. Tortillas. Round, floury goodness.
The foundation of our society.
Things to wrap in to make you feel good. I have a tortilla blanket at home.
Oh my gosh.
I will say that it makes me feel just really tight and cozy and just really good about myself.
Makes me feel like a burrito.
Someone in my elementary school called me a human tortilla because of my freckles.
Oh.
I love that for you. I love that so much. Tortillas are the base of basically human society.
Exactly.
No. They're literally everything. Tortillas.
Your
are round and flat. There's a lot of things round and flat. So, like, your rug at home that's round and flat, it's a tortilla for... It's a tortilla
for your feet. Like,
the whole room, yeah.
Like,
it's
yeah.
Basically what it's on is a tortilla. And have you ever had a taco?
A taco? Yo, I had those the other day.
Have you ever had a burrito?
Yes.
They're so good. Because of the tortilla.
Tortillas! Oh my gosh, you're so right. And you know what? They're green? Have you ever had a green tortilla?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So good. Like, literally, they're green. I mean, come on.
And people use lettuce in replace of a tortilla. And I just think you're missing out so much. Because tortillas are made of flour and lettuce are made of lettuce. So, like, have you ever had a thing of flour? Well, guess what? It's in cookies. It's in all the things, basically. And just lettuce is earthy.
It's not in lettuce.
I could have a tortilla every single minute of the hour.
Right? Like, also, have you ever heard of the tortilla slap game?
Yes. Have you heard of a lettuce slap game? No, because there isn't one.
Yes. Tortillas are just human society's blessing on earth. And whoever made them, praise to you. You should be the king. You should be the president of the United States. The king. The king or queen of England. Russia's president. We probably would have a more, like, united world, you know, if that
were the case. Do they not have tortillas there in Russia? We can call
this united world the Tortilla Empire.
I mean, the world is a circle.
Yes, like a tortilla!
It's flat. It is flat. You are right. Don't quote us on this. And now it's time
for ASMR.
For ASMR session. Now let's get into this. Welcome to our ASMR session. I am Curtis, and I will be eating our special food guest. We have a peanut butter cake, the chocolate cake. It is made by our producer, Charlotte. And she does an amazing job. I've had this cake before. Okay, are you ready? So, what happens in ASMR time?
Stop, no, Curtis.
Is I just share all my juicy insights and describe our special guest in detail. It's rich with flavors. Like, I need a glass of milk. But sadly, milk is not our special guest. It has an essence of peanut butter to it. So if you're allergic to peanuts, run away. The icing is just so soft, and the cake is just so fluffy. I hope I'm making you so hungry right now. This cake is just so chocolatey. It is rich. It's soft. It tastes like chocolate. Like, have you ever had a Reese's peanut butter cup? Have you ever had a Reese's peanut butter cup? It gives that essence. It's just so. It's just so. Like, have you ever had a chocolate cake before? Just imagine me eating it right now with peanut butter. So, my favorite part of ASMR is the lip smacking. It gives that juicy, just. Yes, this cake is so excellent, Charlotte. This thing is so freaking good.
I'm pretty sure it's Charles.
I need a drink. Ready? Almost done with the cake. I have like four more bites left because I'm savoring every last bit. Like, it's just so. Everyone at home, if you are just sitting on the couch, get your bum up into a car and go to your local Walmart or Costco. Get some cake. Or be jealous of me right now. I don't care. Here's the final little bit. Okay, now I'm going to lick the plate.
The bowl, actually. How is the cat not disturbed by this?
And that's it for our ASMR session.
Cheers. Yeah. 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 What is that? that voice crack.
Now that we have literally put me through the ringer of chewing food, let's hear from Ava on her insights of Toy Story.
Toy Story's all right. It's very plastic.
Okay, you can
thank
stop
you
now.
For coming to our 5-second insight, Ava Insights, Ava. Oh my gosh, I was just delivered chocolate ball. Oh my gosh, they're like chilled.
Did you just pop it in your mouth and eat it?
Hey, we're going into another Ava Insight. 5-second Ava Insights. Whoa. Ava, what is your insight on these balls that you're eating?
They're really good. They're also not the chocolatey.
Wow.
They're not the weird kind. They're enough. Edible.
That's enough.
They're food.
Ava,
we're getting canceled. It's food, okay?
Ava, we've good. Asked you to stop talking.
Just don't take it out of context.
Or do.
Don't.
I don't care.
It's I don't want to get canceled, you guys.
It's
chocolate.
Chocolate
spheres. Mm. It's chocolate cake with peanut butter frosting.
Okay.
It's
Ava, why don't you introduce our next topic?
Shower thoughts.
Ah! You talk too much. That hurt my ears.
Oh. Stay back.
Gosh, how can you do
sorry.
This?
Stay back.
Sorry.
Oh,
shower thoughts. You know that feeling when the soap gets in your eyes and then your only thought is, ow!
Real, no, I've been there
like the shampoo, that. How it gets like foamy and then it's like running on your face and it gets into your eyes.
Painful.
Or mouth. Oh,
that's awful. See, have we ever thought about like how like simple things are like literally they could be used for torture and like don't even utilize
I
that?
I think about that all the time. That rug can suffocate someone.
Liquid eyeliner. You guys.
Tortillas.
Oh my god. We literally choose to torture each other by slapping each other
not
with tortillas.
The tortilla.
Why a pillow? Get nature's and human mankind's best creation.
Exactly.
Tortillas.
Because they grow on trees, like nature. Like they
always slap each other.
No, and like, did you ever think about like in the shower? Like, we sing in the shower, right?
Yes, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right, Taylor Swift.
We perform the Eras Tour.
We literally just do it in our shower. Yes, like.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, strike your poses, do the transitions, all the things, you know.
Exactly.
And
but,
then
like,
you step on the bar of soap, and you're.
Why don't we recite poetry? In the shower. Why do we sing in the shower? There's so many other things to do.
Well, like, but you would have to be poetic.
The other day, I decided not to sing in the shower. And instead, I worked out in the shower. And you know how that went? I have a bruise on my knee now. But it was still good because it felt like I was doing it in the rain, you know? And
oh,
it was like.
Right, and the rain makes everything better.
Like, why don't we, like.
Which rain?
Act out a whole Broadway or Broadway scene, you know? Like, singing in the rain, you could dance on the rain. I mean, like, it's just.
On it, are we Jesus now?
Or, like, why don't we do things we do in the rain in the shower?
Because.
But we don't have enough room.
But you do. I splash around in my shower all the time.
They're pretty different. One of them, you aren't completely naked.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's just freedom. It's just freedom.
It is
though.
A lot more free.
You
that
know?
Is true.
I think this was a lovely first episode of our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
Are we supposed to say like and subscribe?
Oh, check out our YouTube channel that will be coming out soon. It's called Nectar of Life. You'll get all the juicy background
what
videos.
Of life
you'll see
is
our faces.
Taken. Then we need yeah. Nectar of Life 246329.
No, we're not adding numbers.
Then, and also just make sure you tune in for our other episodes, usually that come out on Sundays or whenever I feel like it.
Okay, thanks for watching.
Thanks for coming. Thanks
guys.
For, well, listening, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for listening
basically.
To the Nectar of Life. Everyone, drink up.
Oh man, I wasn't prepared for this. Slurp, noisy! Slurp!